照相。
From now until it sunset, you are allowed to take pictures.
那这个第二就是明天的圣餐典礼，我们改在9:20开始。
Secondly, we will move the Holy Communion for tomorrow to 9:20.
这样子，如果赶飞机的心里就不用上上下下，哦，怎么来得起来不及，我们就安心领受圣餐。
In this way, if you need to catch a plane, it will not be at sixes and sevens.
我们因为这一堂课只有一个小时，现在剩下55分钟，只有50分钟。
We only have 15 minutes left, in short.
所以每个见证的人最多只有20分钟。
Therefore, to those coming to testify, you are allotted at most 20 minutes.
所以16:17，请打一个钟。
And therefore, we ask for a warning bell at the 17-minute mark.
20分钟一定要下来。
The 20-minute mark is the deadline.
如果再不行，因为祷告会不是我要，如果真的太长怎么办？只好要借祷告会的时间。
We try to not borrow or rather steal time from the prayer session.
希望能够准时了哈。
We hope that we can keep up.
我们起来为见证的祷告。
Let us pray for those who are going to testify.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。那个，我们现在请张云姐妹来见证。
We ask Sister Zhang Yun to come forward to offer her testimony.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify.
感谢神的恩典。
Thank to the grace of the Lord.
我星期一早上五点的时候，我就觉得人很不舒服。
On Monday at 5:00, I didn't feel that well.
那我呢就在查经室的时候半个钟。
And during our Bible study, about halfway through.
我就走来走去，就想吐，又不吐出来，三次就这样子走来走去。
I was walking back and forth. I felt a little bit nauseous, but I could not vomit. I was just walking to and fro.
那第一堂课早祷会。
And during the morning prayer that same day.
那时候还是鼓励自己参加。
I pushed myself to attend.
那进来没有多久，没办法，就是坚持下去。
But not long after, I really could not take it anymore.
那时候我是想回房间休息一下，应该就会好了嘛。
I wanted to return to the room, our bedroom, to rest a little, thinking that I would be well after that.
那我就回房间。
So I did go back to the bedroom.
那我推开门时候，那另外一个姐妹就躺在那个床上了。
When I pushed the door open, there was a sister lying on the bed.
那没有等。多久又另外一个姐妹进来
？And not long after, there was another sister that came in.
那就帮她，就是听她在对话当中，就说帮她就是身体这样子，按摩啊，就是问她哪里痛啊，这样子再帮她。
And so the sister that came in starting to ask the other sister how she was doing, started massaging her and trying to in general help her.
那大概帮他弄半个钟有之后呢，他就很开心好起来了，他就去上课了。
And after she massaged with some oil, she seemed quite a lot better, so she went back to class.
那感谢神呢，这个姐妹呢，她就过来。
Thank God, this sister also came to me.
她说：“姐妹，我你哪里不舒服了
？”And she asked me, "Sister, is anything wrong?"
她说：“我帮你刮痧，帮你弄弄看看怎么样。”
She said, "Let me see if I can just treat you with whatever I can, whatever I know. See what happens."
那我呢就告诉她，我说我胃很不舒服，但是就想吐又不吐，没办法吐出来。
And I told her, "I don't feel that well in my stomach. I want to vomit, but I can't."
她就说你是痛啊，还是怎么样子？我说是很寒的这样子。
And the sister asked me, what kind of pain is it? Does it hurt? And I answered, well, it's just as if I'm holding something in here.
但是吐呢，也是那个像回潮泡泡那样子吐出来，吐出来的东西也是那样子的东西。
And if I vomit, it is not really with solids, but rather it is frothy in nature.
好，他就帮我，就是说，他说我帮你刮痧呢。
So she told me, let me try to scrape your back, see what happens.
我说那好。
And I said, okay.
他就看到我的手镯，那玉的手镯。
So she
手镯就是玉的手镯。
So she inspected my wrist and my palms.
就说你方便把这个手镯拿下来吗？
And she asked me, "Can you take off your bracelets?"
然后又看到我的项链。
And then she saw my neck chain.
那个我项链是个玉的那个一个坠，那个玉的坠项链坠。
And I have a piece of jade hanging from this pendant.
她也叫我拿下来放在一边。
She also asked me to take it off and put it aside.
那时候的我是想说，应该他帮我这样子刮痧是不方便叫我拿下来嘛。
I thought that she was telling me to remove these items of jewelry to facilitate the scraping.
然后呢，他就一边帮我弄，一边就是问我。
So as she was scraping my bag and treating me, she asked me.
他说：“你这个东西是买来的，还是人家送你的呢？”
Did someone gift you this, or did you buy this yourself?
那我告诉他说，这是慕道者送给慕道朋友送给我的。
And I answer, well, this was a gift from a true seeker.
他说我看到这个东西头会痛呢。
And when I see this, my head hurts.
但我跟他就解释，我说这两样东西已经我带他好多年好多年了。
And I told her in turn, I have worn these two items for many many years now.
我这第四年参加 NATS.
This is my fourth year coming to NATS.
我前三年来参加，我都有带它。
And in all 3 years that I came before, I actually wore these same pieces of jewelry.
但是在 local 教会、灵恩会呀、去教会呀，我也都带它。
And even at my local church, even during spiritual convocation, I wear them as well.
然后呢，她听我这样的解释。
When she heard my explanation,
她就帮我就是。擦油啊，就是帮我这样子刮痧弄。
She put them all on me and continued to scrape.
就是她擦我的头，油帮我弄这个头的时候。
And when she put it all on my head, I was helping me.
然后我就问她，我说你是学这个医生的吗
？I asked her, "So do you specialize in Eastern medicine or anything like that?"
她说我不是。
She said, "No, not really."
主耶稣才是最大的医生。
Jesus is the great physician.
我被他这么擦这样子弄，就是我就想到我出生的国家，出生的地方。
And I thought to myself, I'm here being treated by someone who I do not know in a place which I do not know.
我通常就是有感冒不舒服，都是头痛跟胃不舒服。
Normally, when I get sick, for example, I catch a cold, my head starts to hurt, and also I feel that I get stomach problems.
但是我在想，我告诉他胃不舒服，他怎么也帮我头，也知道我头不痛呢
？But I was thinking, how would she know if my stomach hurts, my head also hurts?
然后就是帮我弄弄弄，我就是真的很感觉在大陆的那样子，我妈妈帮我弄。
And when I felt her treatment, it felt as in the olden days when my mom would do these things to me in mainland China for me to get better.
真的，我来到这边我九三年到美国。
And since I came to the United States in 1993,
头痛的时候都没有感觉到，真的就很感动，很感动，这样子像妈妈一样这样子爱，这样子就帮我这样子擦油，帮我这样子按头的那个头部。
Whenever I had a headache, no one treated me like this. It was this time that made me think about my mother, and it really touched me.
那我真他。被他按到真的很舒服，很舒服这样子。
And the way she massaged me and scraped me made me feel a lot more relaxed. I felt actually a lot better, a lot more comfortable.
那我一直就在想，妈妈，我就是没办法控制，我就掉眼泪了。那我就嘴巴就讲，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，这样子一直在喊。
I felt so touched by the love of this sister and her care that I couldn't help myself. I wept and I said, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord."
这姐妹她也一直她说好啊好啊你就祷告吧她也祷告
This sister said okay okay now try to go pray and she also came to pray
那这样子呢就很舒服都好了
and I felt very well and everything was fine
我也很开心我想我现在可以进去学习了
I was also very happy thinking hey now I can continue to join the NATS class
她说那好了那你收拾一整理一下那你就出去嘛去上课吧
So the sister told me, okay, just let us wrap up, put your things back on, and we can go to class.
她就走，她在走的时候，我就跟她说，求主纪念你的爱心。
And as she left, I said, may the Lord remember your love.
她说，主耶稣，主若不 归荣耀要给神。
She said, no, let the glory be to our Lord.
她说我只是一个器皿。
I am only a vessel.
让我学到她这样子谦卑，真的，我跟她距离是好远好远的距离。
So although I do not know her and we are from far off places, I felt that closeness and that humility that I really admired.
那我呢，项链就把它就戴起来，我怕这个等一下啊，项链啊，就把项链再戴起来，就出来上课。
I was afraid to lose my chain and my wristlets, my bracelet, so I put them on and went back to class.
那时候出来是大概十一点左右嘛。
That time was about 11 a.m.
进来，上课到中午祷告会的时候。
I came back to class and it was the time for the lunchtime prayer.
那我一回去了。
Then
祷告会的时候又很不舒服。
I had to go back during the lunchtime prayer because I did not feel well.
那我就想回去，那就再回去休息吧。这样子走来走去也影响大家的学习。
Because I could not sit still, I was walking back and forth. I thought this wasn't good. It was distracting to others, so I decided to go back to the room and rest.
那我这一次就回去躺下来的时候。
This time when I lay down.
那我就问神。
I asked God.
主耶稣，你把我带到这里，要学习你的话语。
Dear Lord, you did bring me here for me to learn your word.
那我躺在这里受苦，我不要白受苦。你让我知道我为什么受苦。
I am lying here, and you know that I am suffering. I don't want the suffering to be in vain. Please tell me why I am suffering.
我说主耶稣，你不会错，错都是我。
And I pray to the Lord, saying, I know you are never wrong.
我说你让我知道，给我悔改的机会。
Allow me to know. Give me an opportunity to repent.
在这样子的时候呢，我就脑海中就出来一个神给我的话语。
When I pray in this manner, came a verse to my mind.
那就是在以赛亚书十五章一句话
，which is a verse in Isaiah chapter 15.
得力在乎平静安稳。
Let your strength be in returning and quietness.
那时候我真的躺下来是很安静的思考自己上了飞机讲些什么话。
So at that time, I tried to quiet myself down and I thought about what had been happening the hours before, what I had said on the plane, right?
然后再想我吃了什么东西呢?
Then I started to contemplate what I might have eaten before.
所以就这样子思考。
So I kept thinking on these things.
那等下午的时候呢，传道就带那个各组的组长去帮我按手祷告。
In the afternoon, the preachers led the team captains to come to me and he laid hands on me as we prayed.
那看到休息的时候也看到弟兄姐妹的关怀。
So I saw the care, the support, and the love of our brothers and sisters.
看到他的带祷。
I saw their prayers and intercessions.
真的都很感动。
And that really touched me.
那之后呢，等到六点的晚餐的时候。
Come dinner time.
那这位姐妹呢，就她拿的身份，她说你喝的身份对胃寒比较好一点。
This sister brought some Chinese medicine and told me to drink it, encouraging me that would improve my situation.
她这一次呢，就拿身份回来给我，她说你怎么又躺着呢？
So she brought me something similar to a ginseng powder and told me to drink it and asked me, why are you still laying down?
然后我就跟她讲，我说她说你那两样东西呢？
So then she told me, you remember those two items of jewelry that I mentioned before?
然后我就跟她说，我这个手镯是放在这一边啊，我项链又把它戴起来。
And I told her, the bracelet is on the side of the bed and...As for the pendant, I'm still wearing it.
那时候呢，她就跟我见证一个，她说有一个姐妹。
And at that time, she shared a testimony with me, saying there was once a sister.
她也是玉的，就是很贵重的这个，她就把它当一个系列品这样子放在家那客厅。
There was a sister who had a very expensive decorative item made with jade, and she just took it as a decoration as such and put it in her living room.
那之后呢，十几年后呢，她说另外一个姐妹到她家，她说她这个看到这个东西会冒烟哦。
And 10 years later, there was a sister who came to visit her, and when she saw this piece of jade, she saw that it was smoking.
那之后呢，我就想，我说 真的这个东西是 是有问题哦。
Then I thought to myself, it seems that there is a problem with this.
然后他的小孩子两个一摸，他就说，他就摸这个，他说这个项链比这个手镯更厉害。
And she said that, I seem to notice something with your bracelet and your pendant.
那我就说，就赶紧就是说，说我说叫那个这个，那不然就是把这个东西拿出去，叫转到把它丢掉嘛。
And I said, well, let's do this. Let's ask the preacher and have him remove them and discard them.
然后呢，那个淑珍姐妹就帮我拿出去给传道。
And Sister Susan did me the favor of taking my bracelet and my pendant to the pastor.
那这个时候我就是一直就是想到，这个是这个东西真的这么厉害哦。
And then I thought to myself, are these things truly that influential and powerful?
然后就是，等到九点半。
Then at 9:30.
这里课程就说结束。之后
after the evening class at NATS ended,
然后我那个传道我的组长就带传道整组的那个学员就一起到我的房间。
My team captain and all our team members came into my room.
那就帮我祷告。
And we all pray together, and the pastor lay hands on me in prayer.
那之后呢？传道就拿这个东西问这个张莹姐妹，你这个东西舍得吗？
And after that, the preacher brought my bracelet and my pendant, asking me, Sister Zhang Ying, is this yours?
那我就是毫不犹豫的就跟他讲，我说，这个魔鬼会借这个东西，虽然我是很喜欢这个玉佩，我说那个能阻挡我来到这里，我说我没有什么不舍的。
Are you willing to part with these? To which I replied, although I like them, if this is the tool of Satan and the devil, there is nothing I want to do with them.
就这个东西扔掉。
And I told him, let's get rid of it.
我立刻人，然后那个我进去的祷告的时候，那个方舟姐妹还是帮我扶起来的，我自己都没力气坐起来祷告。
When we then set to pray, I couldn't even gather the strength to kneel on my own, so Sister Fang Zhou helped me to get up.
那我就下定决心说，把这个东西丢掉。
So I made the determination to get rid of these two things.
那也感谢方舟姐妹的爱心，她就又去那个拿水进来给我喝。
I truly thank Sister Fang Zhou for her love towards me. She then brought me water.
那时候我同时喝了两杯水下去，都不吐出来了。
And then after I drank two entire cups of water, I did not vomit.
那我真的很开心，很开心。
And I was so joyful at the time.
那我就跟神讲。
And then I said to God,
我说主耶稣，你怜悯我。
Dear Lord, have mercy on me.
我说你小孩子这么小，他都知道说过这个分别为圣的生活。
Children at such a young age already know how to live a life of holiness.
而我还是挂在这身上。
But for some reason, unbeknownst to me, I also wear these things on me.
也是神的带领，让他们就是说这一家很虔诚，很爱神，过分别生活的。
It is God's guidance that families can live and lead such a holy life.
带给我分别为看亲眼看到神的作为。
And I saw the acts and the works of God with my own eyes.
亲身体验到真的神就是拿撒勒这个从叫人复活的神。
I know and I feel that our God is the God who calls the dead to come alive.
真的是创造宇宙天地的主宰。
He is truly the creator of the universe.
值得我们去拜他。
And he is worthy of our adoration.
同时，我也想到这个家庭真的很蒙福，真的很谦卑。
I also think that in this great family of Christ, we are greatly blessed, and we have many brothers and sisters who have great humility.
他只带我来做见证，为主耶稣做见证。
And this is how I came to testify before you in the name of Christ.
他一直强调说，不要说我的名字。
And I was encouraged not to say my name.
归荣耀给主耶稣。
But rather give the name, the glory to our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢主耶稣，真的求主耶稣也纪念他的爱心。
Thank you, thank the Lord for for his guidance. I mean, he remembered their love.
这一位姐妹是尔湾教会的一位姐妹。
This sister that shall remain anonymous is from the Irvine Church.
感谢神的恩典，我见证到此。
I thank God. This concludes my testimony.
有一切荣耀颂赞都归天上的真神。
May all glory and praise be our to Heavenly Father. Amen. Sister Grace Lynn.
请大家同心默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
阿门。
阿门。
奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
请翻开《传道书》。
Let us turn to
Ecclesiastes. 7:14.
Chapter 7, verse 14.
遇亨通的日子，你当喜乐；遭患难的日子，你当思想，因为。神使这两样并列，为的是叫人查不出身后有什么事。
In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider. Surely God has appointed the one as well as the other, so that man cannot find out nothing that will come after him.
我是从小就信主。
I have a belief in Christ when I was young.
家里是三代了，第四代。
I am the third generation in this church in our family.
我的信仰生活是从结婚开始，是一个磨练。
My faith started to go through a great trial since I was married.
那第一个阶段，我以前见证过了。
I already testified in regards to the first phase of it.
第二个阶段是自从神把我们全家人带离开，需要住在一个有偶像的家庭里面，来到加拿大。
The second stage consists in us moving to Canada, where we lived in a house filled with idols.
我在2009年之前参加了四次的 NYTS.
Before year 2009, I participated 4 times in NYTS.
在这个中间，很多不明白的事情，逐年逐年去解决了。
Many things that remain unresolved.Were gradually solved in the last 4 years.
然后我和我的先生就感谢神，就像一个半退休的日子，在家里就是读经祷告。
My husband and I truly thank God lived a life of a semi-retirement. We read the Bible and prayed at home.
那我们就写下了一些主要的事情，要怎么样去前进的事情。
We agreed to put in writing some of our goals that we wanted to achieve and how to go forward to achieve them.
就是说要我们不要丢了起初的信心。
This in order to avoid losing our first love.
然后在试炼中必要受苦难，一定要自始至终不要放弃。
Our first faith, and no matter what, we agreed not to let go in spite of suffering and tribulation.
要坚守在主耶稣的名下，没有拒绝。主耶稣的道。
To keep ourselves under the name of God and not forsake His word.
随时检视我们的行为、爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐，这个动机是出在哪里。
We constantly re-examine our works, our acts, to make sure that our motivation, the way we were doing things, and our goals were correct and aligned with God's will.
是不是能够经得起考验、查验？查看人肺腑心肠的神，他随时在照着我们的行为来报应我们。
Whether we were able to withstand the trials, considering that our Lord would examine us and give us a due retribution or reward.
在读经查经的时候，很深奥的我们不懂的，就讲主耶稣不会把这个重的重担给我们，让我们不能够明白。
When we studied the Bible and we didn't understand a certain passage, we felt it was a great burden that the Lord gave to us that we could not decipher or resolve.
只要我们持守到最后，遵守主耶稣的命令。
But as long as we persevere and keep His commandments.
还有我们的生活是不是有名无实呢？我们在神面前没有一样完全的。
We also examine ourselves whether we were being hypocrite in any regard, whether we had a name and no substance, whether we were imperfect in any sense.
所以日常的生活常常借着禁止祷告，那求神的灵像探照灯，照出我们心中的错，然后我们来悔改。
In our daily lives, we pray and fast, asking God to reveal to us any hidden faults so that we could repent from them.
遇到很多的痛苦，我们就是一定要坚守忍耐到底。
Whenever there was any difficulty, we would insist and agree to persevere till the end.
好，要做一个热心的信徒，不要不冷不热，免得被吐出来。
To be a zealous Christian and a lukewarm, lest the Lord spit us out.
好，时时相信所有的磨练就是神要给我们的经验值。
We believe that every trial and test we underwent was to refine us as fine gold.
借着读经祷告来买到好的眼药水，让我们明白神的旨意。
Through the Bible, we purchase eye medicine in order to understand God's will.
因为神所爱的，他必管教。
For God will chasten those whom He loves.
那在四年之后的今天，我们有满满神的恩典。
Four years later, today, we experience the bountiful grace of God.
我有很多的见证，但是我看时间怎么样，我们就这样子。顺着进行来见证。
I have many testimonies, and we shall see as we go how many we can go through.
移民之后，安息日的聚会，是每一个早上都在聚会。
After immigrating to Canada, we went to family service every single Saturday morning.
全年的聚会不经过多少时候就已经成为半天。
And after a period of time, our Sabbath keeping became a half day deal.
当时到了蒙特利尔是被招手说多了你们一户我们很快就要买教会了。
At that time in Montreal, with us added to the church, we were getting ready to purchase a chapel.
我们在每一次的安息日，我们总得不到喜乐。
But although we went to church every Sabbath, we did not feel a joy in our hearts.
因为我们读到以赛亚书五十六章十三节记载的，调转我们的脚步。没有失意，没有失化。
As recorded in Isaiah chapter 56, verse 3, we did turn our steps, we didn't speak our own words, we did not walk our own ways.
因为这个安息日是神要赐给我们的，是一个要被尊重的。
Because the Sabbath is God's gift to us, and it shall be honored by all.
所以这个安息日是变了调。
Therefore, there was a misalignment with the Sabbath.
我们常常思考，我们是也是罪在其中，干犯了这个安息日。
Let us think about whether we have transgressed against the Sabbath.
所以以后我们就是加强在每一天晚上我们自己家庭的家庭聚谈、读经祷告。
Therefore, we decided to supplement this, or rather complement this, with a family altar in the evenings.
那后来教会为了租地方啊，或者是找教会啊，纷争越来越多。
Then we heard the voice of complaints and dissension multiplying in the church as we were looking for a suitable chapel.
本来有四十至五十的信徒一直离开，有的到外教会聚会，有的软弱不分左右舍的就不来参加聚会了。
Originally we were 40 or 50. Some left, some moved out, some didn't come anymore.
那我们只有祷告神，求神带领。
Our only way was to pray to God for His guidance.
感谢神，我在2009年的时候，主耶稣就很奇妙的把我又带到多伦多去，找到一个房子，然后这个房子啊，好像是预备给我们的。
Thank God that in year 2009, God so led me to Toronto, where He prepared a house for me. It was as if it were built just for me.
本来是在2007年就已经去看房子，但是没有机会，每一次的 offer 都是八九个人在抢，价位很高。
I had actually seen this house before in year 2007, but because so many people bid on it, eight or nine people at the same time, the situation was very hard.
那后来这两年，我回台湾去照顾我的婆婆，然后我也把这个事情就搁着了。
For 2 years, I went back to Taiwan to look after my mother-in-law, and then I just left the matter on the side.
终究是神的时候到了。
But now, at last, God's time had come.
一刹那就把我们推到多伦多去了。
All of a sudden, we were led to Toronto.
然后在那个地点又是离教会非常近。
And our house actually was not that far from the church.
然后那个房子已经放了三年没有卖了。
That house had been sitting there for 3 years unsold.
然后一个政府的法令却把那个房价给下降了。
Because of some government laws and regulations, the price of the house actually went down.
那我们那一趟去都没有跟人家议价就买了。
And that time, no one was bidding with us, competing with us, and we purchased the property.
而且买到最好的价钱。
And we bought it for the best possible price.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们人生就是有一个福气，让祸患又来了。
We are blessed in this life. This is how a tribulation came.
我在Montreal的时候，我遇到了一件非常严重的灾难。
In Montreal, I encountered a very severe tribulation.
那是关乎我大女儿。
And this was relating to my oldest daughter.
在Montreal的时候，就是因为孩子当儿童教员的老师。
At the time in Montreal, my daughter was a teacher.
有一个小朋友，他跟他的爸爸回台湾去参加一个丧礼，爸爸拿了香拜了他的祖先，还跪着。
One of my students had to attend a funeral in Taiwan, to which her father brought her. The father took up the incense, knelt down and worshipped.
那回来之后告诉我的女儿。
And when she came back, she told my daughter what had happened.
女儿并没有讲任何一句话。
My daughter said nothing.
但是隔了一个礼拜。
But after a week.
这个家庭的妈妈。
She came to me and said, Mom.
就在儿童教室把门关上。
She closed the door.
然后就开始手指指着我女儿的头。
And started pointing at my daughter's head.
那我也在其中。
And I was there.
她所骂的语言是非常强烈。
And the language of scolding was very brutal and severe.
我们没有办法阻挡。
We could not stop it.
骂完之后。
After the scolding.
我们要出门的时候。
When we were about to leave.
又有另外一个姐妹又补了一枪。
There was another sister who had something to add.
内容就是关于我们要分社教会的时候。
And this content of her speech related to a branching out in the church.
我的孩子表达了意见。
My daughter had expressed an opinion.
她说你们的孩子都很强势。
And said, your children are very strongly opinionated.
又全部又骂了一通。
And then again came the insults and the rebukes.
这一晚回去。
When we went back that evening.
魔鬼进入我女儿的心。
Satan entered the heart of my daughter.
这个罪就在我女儿的头脑里面，同样的话反复一直旋转。
And this sin continued to circulate in the mind of my daughter.
她整个人失去意志，不会讲话。
She lost consciousness. She lost the ability to speak.
然后就躲在窗帘里面，怕我们看见。
And she hid herself in her bedroom lest we see her.
我的二女儿去听。
My second daughter went and listened to what was happening.
结果她就在念那些人家骂她的话，同样的话在旋转。
And she was just repeating and repeating the words that she had heard, criticizing her.
那天晚上没睡觉，我们也跟着没睡。
That night she did not sleep, neither did we.
第二天早上。
The second day in the morning.
我在思想。
I thought to myself.
主耶稣怎么给我开这么大的玩笑？
This can be a big prank that the Lord is pulling on me.
因为我的先生当时是这样子来信主的。
Because my husband came to believe in the Lord in this manner.
魔鬼就是知道我们人的软弱。
Satan knows our weaknesses.
就这样进入我女儿的心。
And this is how he entered into my daughter's heart.
那一天我就决定全定进行祷告。
I decided that we had to fast and pray about this.
那一天我们全家人都有不同的时间都在祷告。
That day, us and the family took turns to pray so that there was always someone praying.
大女儿一样，她吃饭的时候不知道吃饭，她也不想，她不知道她要做什么。
As to how my daughter behaved, when it was time to eat, she didn't eat, she didn't seem to know how to, she didn't seem to be her old self.
到傍晚的时候祷告一个感动。
Come the evening when I was praying, I was moved.
讲到雅各书里面，告诉我们怜悯向罪夸胜。
The book of James tells us that mercy boasts over judgment.
我马上拿了冰箱的一只鸡，然后就去把它煮好了。
Then I decided to take a chicken from the fridge and I cooked it.
然后我就带着我的女儿到了那个骂她的姐妹家。
I decided to go to the sister who criticized her so sharply.
我女儿在她面前也没有讲任何一句话。
My daughter just stood there in front of the sister. She didn't say anything.
我只告诉这个姐妹说，以后有事情慢慢说。
But I myself told the other sister, if there is anything to say, please say it slowly.
然后我们就回家了。
And then we went home.
那天晚上，我们又继续为我的女儿祷告。
That same night, we continued to pray for my daughter.
在房间祷告，全家人在我的房间祷告。
We all gathered in my bedroom and we all prayed.
祷告很迫切的当中。
We are in the middle of this earnest prayer we offer to God.
突然听声音。一个很巨响的声音就啪在地上。
All of a sudden, a thunderous sound was heard, and it was heard low down on the floor.
然后接着就是脚步声，很快速的，因为家里是地板，很快速的就离开了。
And next, there were very also thunderous steps, stepping quickly, which were leaving the room.
当时我以为我的女儿跑走了。
I thought it was my daughter going away.
张开眼睛看，她是趴在地板上。
But when I opened my eyes, she was laying prostrate on the floor.
当时我很相信魔鬼已经离开了。
At that time, I thought that Satan had finally left her.
因为这个经验是在我十四五岁的时候到山谷去工作。
Because this is an experience that I had 14 or 15 years ago.
走了八小时的路，然后到了一个仁爱教会，晚上聚会晚，脚太酸了，躺着就睡觉。
At that time, I walked to a certain church because I was so tired, I just fell asleep.
那时候是跟我的妹妹在蚊帐里面睡觉。
At that time, it was my sister and I who slept under the mosquito net.
刚睡着，魔鬼就来压我们两个人。
As soon as we fell asleep, Satan came to attack us.
压得喘不过气的时候，我们就喊哈利路亚。
When we were oppressed and pressed down to the point that we couldn't breathe, we yelled hallelujah.
那当时在山地的房子是门是用一个门栓穿住。然后全部都是木板的。
At that time, the doors in the rural areas were held by a single deadbolt, and the entire frame of the door were made of wood.
那魔鬼是嘣嘣嘣嘣一样，差不多是这样的声音，我很确定就是哦，跟丧尸的声音一样。然后把门很大力的啪一声，然后离开了。
And the thunderous sound to which our man referred to this, in that opportunity, Satan also thunderously stomped the ground, pushed the door open, and left.
当时那个山地教会是只有那个建筑物的教会，信徒都离得很远，所以我想要安全起见，我赶快再起来把它打开门关上。
The building in which we were when this happened those 15 years ago was self-standing. It was in the mountainous areas of Taiwan. There was no other buildings nearby. So I woke up to re-lock the door again.
但是那个门是没有打开的。
But the door was actually already locked.
那之后我的女儿到了暑假就去参加NYTS.
My daughter later went to NYTS during the summer.
要去的时候，家里人非常不放心。我儿子告诉我，你放心他自己去吗？
And when she planned to go, our family didn't really feel sure about it. My son asked me, "Are you sure we should let her go on her own?"
我说主耶稣会看顾她，所以她在第一个转机在多伦多的时候，从孟加拉到多伦多的时候，她就把她的转机时间太慢，然后就。去上一个洗手间，就把她包包挂在门上，忘记带了。
I said the Lord would take care of her, but during her first connection flight, she left her bag in the restroom hanging in the door, and she couldn't make the connection.
但是，当她上飞机的时候，才发现哦，她登机证不见了。
When she got onto the airplane, she realized that her boarding pass was gone.
她折回去，感谢神，刚好一个。黑人妈妈整理的时候，就是她出来，她就把她包包放在她的整理的柜子上面。
Thank God that someone realized that the bag was there and put it on top of the cabinet.
她匆匆跑过去的时候，黑人妈妈问她的时候的象征，哦，就还给她，她就顺利去参加 NYTS.
When this black lady was taking the bag, my daughter came running the other way to retrieve her bag, and this lady handed over the bag, thankfully, to my daughter.
然后这个事情还没结束。
But this is not the end of the story.
一直到暑假，她毕业了，她又去拿 Kingston 一个学校读书。
When she graduated in the summer, she continued her studies at Kingston.
她需要很好的睡眠，但是她的宿舍旁边是黑人，整天敲鼓，让她敲了一个礼拜。刚开学的时候。
She needs to.Sleep a certain amount of hours to operate properly, but next to her dorm, there were a few black people who would beat on the drums all day long. And because of that, she fail two classes.
哦，谁上去找他，看他孩子睡觉。
People went to look for her and she was sleeping.
她跑错教室。
She would go to the wrong classroom.
因为那个学校她从来没去过。
Because it was a school that she had never
attended. 但是这个护理人员就很担心，觉得她是精神有问题。
But the nurses there working at the local hospital were worried, thinking that she had some mental problems.
那是一个快接近星期，就是星期五的下午。
And at that time, it was Friday evening.
那这个加拿大人就是非常急迫的，他马上给他送到精神医院去。
The Canadians tend to overreact, and they sent her to a mental hospital.
马上打电话给我。
They gave me a call.
还限定只有我可以去，家人可以去，其他人都不能去。
Telling me that only I and immediate relatives were allowed to visit and no one else.
我没有地方找人帮忙，我就开了车，然后就冲到学校去了，去冲到医院去了。
I had no one to go ask for help to, so I drove myself to the hospital as fast as I could.
然后看到医院的层层关卡。
And I saw all the security measures, gates and doors that they had there in the institution.
我才知道严重。
And I realized the seriousness of the situation.
他们说他们可能要。会观察好几个月才出来。
They said that she might need to be put under observation for months before she could be considered for release.
结果第二天我又去了。
Then the second day I went to visit again.
结果医生就说告诉我说你要放心，我只是给她梅拉多林。
The doctor said, it's no big deal. I'll only give her melatonin.
啊，那一天是安息日。
That happened to be Sabbath.
他说你可以带她出来。
And he told me, you are allowed to bring her out.
然后我们就自己去找一个地方去守安息日。
Therefore, we found a little place to keep the Sabbath on our own.
那这样又是星期日，我再去一趟。
On the next day, Sunday, I went again.
然后又住在那边一个 hotel 等隔天医生要跟我讲话。
And I stayed at the hotel in order to wait to see the doctor the next day.
那个时候我们都不晓得怎么办。
At that time, we really didn't know what to do.
很感谢神。星期日见了医生，医生马上放心。
Thank God, when we saw the doctor on Sunday, the doctor seemed to be at ease.
因为他们调查的是说他是不是被家暴啊，或者是什么原因啊，他们查了很多的事情之后，又听到我跟我女儿的对话，觉得她没问题。
The doctor put her on observation, seeing if she was oppressed or she was taken advantage of or she was subject to anything. But in the end, after talking to us, they realized that there wasn't much going on.
之后就是她的夫妻来了。她这一年结束之后，她回到台湾，她已经十年没回去台湾了。
And now the part of the blessing came. My daughter had the opportunity then to go to Taiwan, to which she hadn't returned for 10 years.
他回到台湾第一个步骤就是他需要回他长庚医院去做一个例行的一个检查的存留报告。
When she went back to Taiwan, what she planned, first and foremost, was to go to a hospital for a general complete checkup.
因为他小时候是兔唇。
Oh, because when she was young, she was afflicted with a parted lip.
他开了十次刀。
She had 14 surgeries.First surgeries.
他做完检查之后，他的主治医师罗大夫跟他很好，他就请他留下来。
After that, the nurse at the time and the doctor treated her very well and welcomed her to stay in the hospital.
在过去的十年，罗大夫是跟他用台语、国语讲话。
10 years later, it was with Mandarin Chinese that they spoke to her.
因为他是一个外国人，他这一次回来全部用英文跟他对话。
Because now she had been abroad for so long, their conversation happened in English.
谈话之后，他发现说，哦，你有一个东西不对，你需要再做开刀。
After they talked for a while, the doctor said there is something wrong. We need to perform another surgery.
然后他所有的人员就请他们留下，都是下班了。一检查，发现他的二的闭锁不全。
So all the medical personnel stayed behind even after work. They realized that there was something wrong with her vocal cords.
然后他还要移植一个肋骨的地方，要拿来做鼻梁。
There was also a part in her spinal cord that needed to be taken out in order to serve as a support for her nose.
因为他的鼻梁一边是他的，然后嘴唇是不一样高的。
Because of the difference in high level in her lips, this surgery in the nose need to be performed.
这些问题就是造成她讲话不能完全讲完，就像一颗气球，气不见了，讲一半，下半段 不知道从哪里接了。
These facial defigurations call her and not be able to talk properly as a balloon that is half inflated, so she can start talking, but the phrase does not end.
然后她鼻梁这样会造成她晚上睡觉打呼声非常大。
Also, her nose condition causes her to snore very loudly at night.
她的嘴唇没办法闭上，常常要开开的。
Her lips cannot be shut; they need to be at least half open most of the time.
所以在很多人的地方，她总是吸不到气。
Therefore, whenever there was a large crowd, she would run out of air.
Oh, 就是我把它缩短了。她后来我医生给我一个礼拜，我赶回去，然后就开刀了。那开刀的时候，本来是只要开了两个刀。
I forgot to mention that I was given a week to get to Taiwan, which I did, and then the doctors performed two surgeries.
后来医生开了四个刀。
But in reality, what happened is that he needed four surgeries total.
而且这一次的开刀是找不到他的病历。
In this opportunity, even with the surgery, they could not find what was wrong with my daughter.
麻醉要打下去之后，所有的医生、护理人员乱成一招。
After they administered anesthesia on her, all the doctors and nurses were rushing about. It was complete chaos.
病历找不到。
They could not find anything wrong.
麻醉要放太久了。
But anesthesia had already been administered.
我从影子里面看到这样，我就冲进去。
When I saw these shadows in the background running back and forth, I rushed in myself.
那主治医生告诉我说，没关系，这个医生我这个病人我认识太多，开过他几次了。
Then came the attending physician saying, "No, I know this patient. I know what she has."
八点进去到晚上八点才出来。
The surgery started at 8 a.m. and the doctor came out at 8 p.m.
我只能坐在外面祷告。
The only thing I could do was
不敢离开。
Sit outside, pray, not
我不晓得会发生什么事情。
I didn't know what might happen.
但是八点钟出来的第一眼。
But as soon as the doctor came out at 8,
我看到他的时候。
When I saw him,
我不由自主地说 Hallelujah.
I couldn't help myself by saying Hallelujah.
这就是我在之前他常常哭的。
This is what I often cried to him whenever I saw him.
他因为有这么多的问题，他有很多的困难。
Because my daughter had so many problems, so many difficulties.
我常常为他祷告，主耶稣啊，把他不足都给他。
I always pray to the Lord, saying, "May you, Lord, supply her lack."
主耶稣给他一个新的脸。
The Lord gave her a new opportunity, a new face.
他在那一刻是第一眼我看到他恢复之后的脸。
This is the first time I saw her after her face was reconstructed.
她有一年多的时间，脸是肿的，鼻子是肿的。
For a period of a year, her entire face and nose were swollen.
她至少用了300包无菌的棉棒。
And she used at least 300 packs of that disinfectant.
医生把她整个掀开，然后缝了几百针。
The doctor unwrapped her face from the bandages and gave her more than 100 stitches.
医生出来告诉我
The doctor came out and spoke to me.
本来是要做两刀
Originally, two surgeries were planned.
看她体力很好
But seeing that she was quite
又缺了病历
And also lacking in
所以全部补给她了
In immune defenses, all of these things were supplied to her.
非常感谢神，我的女儿后来的面孔，很多人不认识她了。
Thank God that after surgery, many people did not even recognize her.
相对的，她也天天要去面对她新的面孔。
And also, she was willing and brave to face this new face of her.
那后来，我的女儿又为了她的婚姻事情来伤脑筋。
Later, my daughter started thinking about her marriage.
我常常告诉她说，有一个。亚当就有一个夏娃。
And I would often tell her, if there is an Eve, there is an Adam.
那我就简单见证我孩子的三个孩子的婚姻。
So I would like to testify briefly about the marriage of my three children.
哦，我只告诉我的女儿，孩子们一定要在主里结婚。
I would tell my children, no matter what, you need to be married within the Lord.
只要有信仰就好。
As long as you share the same faith, it will be good.
不管工作、经济，那些都不是问题。
Finances, the work type, these things do not really matter.
更不要说外表。
And let's not even go, let's not even go where appearances are concerned.
我告诉他，我的先生以前，大家都叫他糟老头。
I often told them that the my husband nickname used to be the ugly one.
因为我的先生在生病的时候很老很胖，然后很就是样子很老，没有精神。
When my husband used to be sick, he would look old, sickly, and as if he didn't have any energy left in him.
哦，我们是做化学生意的。
We work in the chemical industry.
每个厂商进来，看到我的先生，就是问说：“你的儿子在哪里？”
When people come to my our practice and they see my husband, they ask, "Where is your son?"
因为我的公公很年轻。
Because my father-in-law looks very young.
那就可知道我先生那时候多老。
So you can infer from all that.What I'm saying, how old my husband looked.
感谢神，我先生在他这个四年后，我们就列出他一一的列出他过去信主前，或是说洗礼之后，他是在信主之后十几年教会才敢跟他受洗，所以他在信主之后还没受洗之前，受洗之后。他有很多不明白的，他说他做错了一些什么事，一一的把列到一本满满的。
Thank God that in these last 4 years, my husband agreed to write down in paper the things that he did not know or wasn't sure about or he did wrong in the last 4 years in the process of believing, being rejected to be baptized and then coming to a church.
哦，他就像我们的屋顶一样。
So he was just like our roof.
经常在漏水。
He was often leaking.
常常说我快要死了。
Always saying I'm about to give way.
他说我快要死的时候，我们就全家人就跪下来祷告。
When he would say I'm about to die, we would all kneel down and pray for him.
他说他那个灵魂就像不见了。
He said that if his soul had just gone away.
我们都不明白。
We didn't understand what he was saying.
有时候我们很忙。
At times we were very busy.
他就只有去躺着休息。
He was alone lying down to rest.
有时候我们要出门了。
Sometimes we were about to leave the house.
他说我快死了。
He would say, "I'm about to die."
然后我们又全部回来了。
And then we will all rush back home.
然后我们全家人经常有这样的折腾。
So this would be the roller coaster that our family would have to ride often.
然后这个祷告是慢慢的一直他去找寻，从我们家该有的偶像都除掉了。
Prayer was something that he gradually had to, something he had to discover. We later on got rid of the idols in our house.
神也借助我们的搬家找出来很多什么是偶像。
Therefore, through our moving, we discovered what idols we had among us.
连一个古董的桌子，意大利人一看说，哇，这么漂亮的龙，从桌角缠到底下去。
Even when we had a very fancy dining table, people came and said, "Wow, what a wonderful dragon! Here is the tip, and here is the tail."
因为这些东西都本来不是我们的。
These things didn't belong to us originally.
为了帮助一个生病的信主，他在做古董，他没事没钱就拿这个家具来跟我们换一些钱。
In order to help a member who was sick and needed money, they traded their old antique furniture for money with us, so we kept them.
神的怜悯让我们去发现了。
God's mercy allowed us to discover that these were there.
那也是神的祝福。
This is also God's blessing.
因为我们把那些家具标的很高的价钱，结果他们都搬走了。
Because we set a very high price to sell these antiques, and people actually bought them and took them away.
那这样一一的去检讨，我的先生，他喊说我快要死的那个次数越来越少。
Then we found out a correlation. After that, my husband used to more rarely say, "I'm about to die." After the furniture was removed.
那每一次他生病，我就说要忍耐啦，要忍耐。
Every time he would get sick, I would tell him, "We just hang on to it, hang on to it."
我就在他旁边祷告。
I persevere and I would pray next to him.
那一直这样子，一直到了今年。
And then now we come to this year.
可以说我照顾我婆婆最好的状况了一年。
I can say that this is the year in which I was able to take the best care of my mother-in-law.
然后我说你该去医院检查了吧。
And I said to her, "I think it's time for you to get a check about the hospital."
她最不喜欢看医生。
But she hates going to the doctor.
好几十年来，一有病就说叫我去拿药就好。
For decades, she would, whenever she would get sick, she would tell me what medicine to get for her, and that was.
当我带她去医院的时候，是一个教会的医生。
When I took her to the hospital, we saw a doctor that was our church member.
到现在，我先生他已经很会表达了，他自己会说出他怎么样。
Now my husband is able to express himself. He is able to express how he feels.
我们每天早上，都去教会，参加早晨聚会，又回来，去又回来。结果他的问题就去的时候，这个心脏就跳，就痛得不得了。
Every morning when we would go to church service, when on our way back, his heart would be beating so fast, and he would, his heart would hurt.
回到家又没事。
But when we came back home, he was
所以我说你一定要到医院去检查。
So I told her, you need to go to the hospital for.
他表达他的所有的状况之后，这个医生说，我记得我的老师说，你这样的状况是心脏心肌梗塞啊。
So when when my mother-in-law told the doctor what symptoms she had, the doctor said, I remember my sister said that this is some blockage in your arteries.
啊，马上转到那个心脏科，心脏科医生去做了一个心电图回来，说你已经阻塞97-98，你马上住院。
So later on, we were quickly referred to a cardiologist, and my mother-in-law was given an EKG and immediately admitted to the hospital.
但是我先生并没有想住院，又回家了。
But my husband didn't want to stay in the hospital. He went.
然后他马上拍一个运动心电图。
So after that, he had another EKG.
他说你随时会死啊。
And he was told you could die anytime.
就给他一罐救心。
Therefore, they give him.
你如果有的时候，赶快放一个在舌头上面。
Some medicine to put on the tongue if something.
然后这个过程到做运动心电图，这个医生不放心，他自己亲自去看。
But even with the EKG, the doctor was not at least he wanted to see him himself.
真的做15分钟，先生坐不下去了。
And in 15 minutes, he could not sit down.
他就出来告诉我，马上住院。
He came out and said he needs to be hospitalized.
他要马上治疗，随时都有死，都会死。
There has to be treatment right away because he can die at any time.
然后跟我讲，以后我们就想没有去询问有没有其他医生。他看到我的眼睛是眼神，他马上告诉我，你可以去找别的医院，但是一定马上去做。
She looked at me and she saw my eyes. Maybe what I was thinking, saying, "You can go to any other doctor if you don't trust me, but you need to do something about it now."
So we just 转到最有名的荣总，是这个心导管的主任。挂了第一次，他说马上住院。
So we went to the general hospital and we saw a certain doctor who said the same thing. You need to be hospitalized right now.
住院一进去，隔天排的时候，一进去做管子就插了，然后。导引一显影一出来一看，他说不能做。
After being admitted to the hospital, he was immediately intubated, and later it was determined that nothing could be done on him.
这医生告诉我。
The doctor told me.
他很严重。
That he was in very critical condition.
做了要用7支，然后很多钱。你有没有保险？如果没有，你能不能接受？他如果平坦了，你能不能接受
？He told me you need insurance. This is very costly and also very risky. If something happens to him, can you take it? Can you accept it?
然后他又进去了，另外一个 group 的人又出来讲不能做。
He went into the room and someone came out saying no, this cannot be done.
打电话给外科，
they,
要外科主任过来要做。绕道手术。
I called another physician who came back with the proposal of doing a bypass surgery.
啊，绕道手术医生赶到。
The bypass doctor came rushing.
他只看了图，看完以后就说会平坦，他不要。
After looking at the EKG, he said it will go flat. We cannot do
this. 然后他就走了。
And then he left.
他不说任何一句话。
He didn't think it twice.
感谢神感动这个绕道手术支架的主任。
Thank God that he touched the doctor in charge of the stent surgery.
他说你答应要做，你担的责任太大了。
Saying that if you want to authorize the surgery, I tell you it is a great responsibility.
我要去你先生自己签名，以后不会有争议。
I cannot do this through you. Your husband has to sign, waiving all outcome and all consequence of the surgery.
感谢神，7支做完了。然后就进加护病房。
I think all that after the stent surgery, my husband was admitted to the ICU.
我在加护病房的休息室。
I was in the room adjacent to the ICU resting.
才意识到危险。
And then I realized the degree of danger.
那些病人的家属，有的已经在那边一个月，等候一个月，有的半个月，有的在洗肾，有的是中风，有的是管子有血在，还要继续引流。
Some of the family there have been there for months, and their beloved ones were having kidney failure, were having dialysis, were having all sort of bleeding and strokes and all sort of bad things.
我等待到再看一次晚上了。
I waited until the evening.
我进去的时候，护士告诉我：“你先生啪啪照。”
And
到处走。
And when I went in, the nurse told me, "Your husband can't keep still. He's walking all over the place."
做了八支，没事。
Even with the surgery, nothing happened.
感谢神，他第二天就出院了。
Thank God, he was discharged the second day.
回到教会。
He came back to the church.
才知道说教会。有多少人在这个前前后后？我们的三个月前有个姐妹死了，去年有两个，一个姐妹，一个弟兄，都是年纪很轻。
He then learned that in our church there was a brother and a sister, both of a very young age, that passed.
然后每个人问我，你跟这个主任什么关系呀？
And everyone asked me, how do you know the attending physician?
因为他们每个人都排了半年、一年才能排到这个主任开刀。
And this led me to know that people had to have a six-month wait before they could schedule the surgery.
我想就是主耶稣。
I think that it was all the Lord who was working.
然后我在照顾我婆婆的这个搬了家的第二年，我得了免疫系统失调，我全身都掉皮，脸也掉皮，到处都在掉皮，像在下雨一样。
After that, after taking care of my mother-in-law for two months, then I suffered some autoimmune disease. My skin would just shed and fall, even my face.
那我到医院去，医生是我是带我婆婆去看病。医生看到我的脸，他说：“告诉我婆婆，你不会死，你媳妇会死。”
I went to the hospital with my mother-in-law for her to see the doctor, but the doctor saw me and said, "No, no, no. You are the one who needs attention. You are the one who needs help."You need to be hospitalized right now.
但是那个时候我没有外劳，外劳回去要替换两个月才回来。
But at that time, I couldn't have help. I needed to wait a period of 2 months for the shift to change.
然后医生就找了一堆学生。
So the doctor had a large group of students come over.
哇，他说你这个病例很少有。
Saying this is a very rare disease.
手都一点红红的。
In your arms, you have a little patchy red.
这里红，这里红，到处都红红。
You have red here and there, all over the place.
那整个嘴巴像老公公，就是脏，全部是白白，掉皮。
And your mouth is all white and dry, and the skin seems to be falling off.
他就告诉我说。你不能住院怎么办？我帮你做医学的哦，就是医学实验这样子。他说你可以就分三次，三天来楼上的那个属于全身检查的，你去那边做抽血，做十个检查。
If you cannot be hospitalized and be all the time in the hospital, you can come in three phases, three times, and we will take you as our experiment. Just go upstairs to get your metrics and we'll analyze you.
那告诉我，如果你是真的这样子，你就需要吃药了。
And he told me, if you truly have this condition that we think you have, then you need to be taking medicine.
但是你要有心理准备，你会变成月亮脸，然后会牛肩熊背。
But you have to be ready that you might become very pale and your whole body might be completely changed.
全家人为我祷告，姐姐们全部都跑来看我。
Everyone prayed for me, and all my older sisters came to see me.
我要照顾我婆婆，不能晒太阳，不能有伤口，不能生病，随时要戴口罩，或者我整个细菌侵蚀到我的肾脏，我就要洗肾。
I had to take care of my mother-in-law. Not only that, but for myself, I couldn't get dirty. I couldn't get any wounds. Otherwise, I might need a dialysis.
那个时候。常常就是很想睡，睡不着。
During those times, I was very tired, and I wanted to sleep, but I could not sleep.
很想吃，吃不下。
I wanted to eat, I couldn't eat.
我整个人消瘦。
And I lost a lot of weight.
检查报告出来了。
When the report finally came,
我刚好在边缘。
I was just on the border.
比如说指数是十，我在九。
For example, if the standard is 10, I was at level 9.
医生问我要不要吃药。
The doctor asked me if I wanted to undergo pharmaceutical drug treatment.
我告诉他不用吃。
I told him no, I don't want to take anything.
然后我就开始说啊，自己想，我是不是去做做针灸啊，去做做脚底按摩啊，让他循环好一点。
So I told myself maybe I could do some alternate medicine, some have some foot massaging, some acupuncture.
做了一个月，我说我为什么要这样受这种苦啊
？After a month, I thought to myself, why suffering this way?
圣经上明明写着说孝顺父母的会长寿啊。
The Bible tells us that those who honor their parents will enjoy longevity.
然后我就什么都不要做了，我就靠祷告了。结果感谢神，我就不知不觉，我不知道是什么时候好，但是我相信有两年时间，就是大家都会看到我，如果哪里又掉皮，就开始叫我说你有没有睡觉，你有没有吃东西啊，就这样警戒我。
Then I decided not to do anything. Whenever people will see me and notice my condition, they will warn me and tell me, did you take anything? Are you taking medicine? Are you sleeping well?
啊，后来我想到我孩子的婚姻，我孩子在三年里面。三个孩子结婚了。
And in the next 3 years, all my three children got married.
哦，我最后只是见证我最小儿子的。我因为讲到说，孩子不需要有外表，不需要有经济，也不要有工作。结果是什么呢？因为我说这些都会改变，只要有信仰，他都不会改变。所以我的二女婿，我就在后面。我的大女婿是一个秃头的。然后我的 小儿子，他因为有一个在我台湾的时候有一个姐妹追他，那他是一个家里没有信仰的。
Lastly, I would like to share regarding my younger son. It so happened that, for example, my second son-in-law is happens to be bald. Like I said, appearances don't matter. Now, when it comes to my younger son, there used to be someone who chased him in Taiwan, but they had a different faith.
然后他是教会的人介绍他，然后传道也说要跟妈妈讲，说我要做媒了。
And it was later that a preacher introduced him to someone else, and then the preacher came to tell me what was the situation that they were thinking about getting married.
然后我在台湾了解这个女孩，这个姐妹，她的妈妈是信主的，后来就没来教会，爸爸是为教会的。我马上飞机改了机票，就马上回到加拿大了。
Then I learned in Taiwan that the mother used to come to church but doesn't come anymore, and that the father was not a church member. Then I purchased an air ticket and flew back to Canada.
我首先就告诉我的儿子，开始每天晚上他下班了就跟他谈。
So firstly, I came to my son and talked with him every single evening.
因为这个时间太长了，我在台湾太久了。然后我回到教会的时候，每个弟兄姐妹跟我讲说：“啊，你要娶媳妇了。”
I have been long from Canada so long. I have been in Taiwan for such a long time. I went home and everyone knew. People saying, "Oh, congratulations! You're going to have a daughter-in-law."
啊，一个姐妹就说，哇，你们家的婚姻都是坐云霄飞车的。
And a sister said, "Hey, it seems that every single marriage in your family is like a rocket ship."
我心里非常明白。
It's like a roller coaster, and I understood what that meant.
这样的顺序完全不符合我。
This type of order is not at all what I want.
我开始告诉我儿子，每天他下班就跟他谈。
So I started talking to my son, having him sit down and talk with me after work.
后来我就告诉我儿子，第一封信是所有事情一开始是你，所以你要自己解决。
I talked to my son saying, this is the first thing. This is your problem. You have to make a decision on your own.
然后他就同意我的说法，他就那一天就勇敢了。他本来是很生气，后来他就勇敢写下来，哦，给姐妹，我不能再载你来教会，还有在教会不要单独跟我讲话啊，如果没有团体在一起，你不要单独跟我站在我旁边。
And later, begrudgingly and unwillingly, but he did it. He wrote the letter to the sisters saying, "At church, you cannot talk to me when we are alone. We have to be out in the open, with everyone, not in a private space."
然后隔天。我儿子 email 出现了，台湾的一个弟兄在问这个姐妹住址在哪里，我要寄生日礼物给她。
Later, someone wrote to my son saying that a brother sent me an email saying, "Where does this sister live? I want to send her a birthday gift."
所以我儿子心里就有一点唬了我。然后到下午聚会完的时候，这个姐妹来跟我单挑，她说：“现在我跟那个弟兄不 OK 啊，我要跟你儿子。”
And later on, my son seemed to be more receptive to me, understanding what I was getting. And later that day, I took the sister alone, saying, oh no, with that brother, there is nothing happening. I am 100% involved and dedicated with your son.
那我就跟他分析，分析完也说，如果你想要，你就祷告一年。
So I analyzed the situation with her and told him.
我也会叫我的儿子祷告一年。
Why don't we do this? If you want to.
看看是不是神的旨意。
To get married to him, pray for a year. My son also pray for a year. Let's see what God's will is.
事情发生了，星期一我的儿子没有工作了。
And so happened that that Monday, my son was out of a job.
我在花园工作，他进来就抱着我一直哭啊！我今天没有工作啦。我一个礼拜以后，老板就不用来啦。
So he came and hugged me, saying, "Mom, I lost my job." And he cried, saying, "In a week, I won't be able to go back to work." That is it.
那一天晚上，他跪下来祷告，痛哭流泪。他说：“我错了。”
So that evening, he knelt down before God and prayed, acknowledging that he had been wrong.
然后他祷告当中，我们就说：“好，那我们就每天都祷告。”他还有一个礼拜需要工作。那他第一天、第二天是垂头丧气的回来。我说：“你是基督徒啊，你要表现出你有神的帮助，你要快快乐乐就去工作啊。”
In our prayer, we agreed that we would make the best of the situation. So the first and second day after he came back to work, he was all with the shoulders down and without much hope. I tell him, "No, we as Christians need to keep our head up. We have Christ on our side."
因为他是做细活的，他都在做那些公共工程的，所以他会到不同工地，所以就神就安排好多工地的。主管就说我会跟你介绍啊，然后就给他很多安慰。
He works in construction, and so happened that many of these construction site supervisors that where he works saying, "Oh, I find something for you. I refer you to someone else," and this brought him some comfort.
哦，他这是第一个工作，老板用他的时候是他载着他从头到尾出去所有工作绕一圈回来，就马上你录取了，你来上班。
In his first job, one of the site supervisors took him around to other sites, the whole day. And when he came, and after a round, someone actually hired him, saying, "Come work for us."
他就写了一封信给老板，说我会为你祷告，让你的工程马上会有接到工作。
So he wrote to his boss saying.I will pray for you so that everything goes well with you and with the work.
然后拿给圣灵报中文的给他的同事，他说他都还没机会带他来教会，然后拿了英文的玛拉给他的老板。
He brought a Holy Spirit monthly to one of his coworkers and a manna magazine to his boss.
那结果到后来他就开始把桌上的东西全部拿掉了，就开始把圣经放着，因为他要参加教会的报名参加教会的教员讲习会。
In the end, he removed everything from the table and put only a Bible because he was getting ready to attend a religious education training seminar.
当他报名完之后，他天天需要读课程，等到下礼拜要参加了，老板打电话来了。
After he signed up, he had to prepare for the classes every day, and before he was to attend, the boss called him again.
就后来就是因为一场大火，还有加拿大多伦多做了一场很大的水灾，结果需要他回去了。在那个抉择当中，他问我说：“老板叫我回去，我要不要去参加？”
There was a great fire, and after that, a great flood in Canada. So the boss called him, telling that it was an urgent situation and his son was needed. So my son asked me, "Should I go back to work or should I go to RETS?"
感谢神，他勇敢跟老板讲说他要去参加一个 training. 然后老板说：“没关系，没关系，你等 training 完再回来。
”Thank God, he told the boss that he needed to attend a training from a church, and the boss said, "Oh, that's okay. Just we'll deal with it later when you come back."
那我一直跟他讲说，我还是在台湾，但是在这一两年，你都不要谈。主耶稣自己会把夏娃带到你前面，因为夏娃是主耶稣是在亚当睡着的时候带夏娃在他前面的。
I was in Taiwan at the time, and I encouraged my son, saying, "Don't worry, God will bring Eve before you." It was during Adam's sleep that Eve came to him.
啊，感谢神。我儿子在今年的九月结婚了。
Thank God, my son got married in September this year.
真的是神把夏娃带到他前面。
Truly, thank God for bringing Eve to His presence.
啊，当然就将一切荣耀归天上的神。
May all glory be to our heavenly Father.
凡事求告神。
Let us ask to God and give our petition to the Lord.
我们所遇到的事情 不能有任何埋怨。
We cannot grumble against anything that He sends our way.
凡事安静的等待。
But rather, let us wait in quietness.
神的时候是最好的。
Because God's time is the best.
愿一切荣耀归给天上的神。
May all the glory be to our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Amen. So what do we do? Before we say anything, let us take a break and then let's see what we do with our third brother, sister testifying. We'll see what happens.
我讲一分钟就好了。
But let me first wrap up. Just one minute, I promise.
那个张颖姐妹体会到弟兄姐妹的爱心。
Sister Zhang Ying felt the love of our brothers and sisters.
那最后神让她也体会到。就是也许那个他认为那个玉的东西可能是外邦人用来保护的东西。
And then by God's grace, she discovered that her bracelet and her pendant might have been something that Gentiles used to protect themselves.
所以我们接受礼物要蛮小心的。
From evil spirit or things of the like. So we need to be very careful when people give us things.
那感谢主，他最后得到平安。
Thank God in the end, she was able to find peace again.
那在这个秀丽姐妹的一生过程当中，我看他们家问题真的很多。
When I see Sister Grace Lynn and her family, we can say that there seems to be a lot of problems in her family.
那个先生是糟老头。
The husband is a Mr. Ugly Old Man.
女儿是兔唇。
And the daughter has a parted lip.
可是在经历这么多患难，他们从患难当中找到神的恩惠。
But even after undergoing such tribulations one after the other, they are able to find God's grace no matter what.
因为他生命当中有主耶稣。
This is because they have the Lord in their lives.
他还是借着祷告来胜过。
And she was able to overcome her trials through prayer.
所以女儿变得另外一张美丽的脸。
Therefore, her daughter now has a newfound beautiful face.
你看这位弟兄像糟老头吗？他的老公在这里。
站起来一下。This is Grace's husband. Does he look old and ugly?
看起来像很漂泊的少年家。
Not really. He looks like a very handsome a stallion.
有主耶稣真的不一样。
Thank God that with the Lord, everything is changed.
那个婚姻的问题哈，我们要多想一想，尤其是儿女的婚姻。
We need to spend some thought and some time in prayer in regards to our children's marriages.
这个让大家做功课了哈。
And this is your lesson.
啊，我们一起来默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
阿门。
阿门。